Time now for a visit with Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good. And another player added to the recruiting class for football. Can you speak about this person?
Yes, I can now. Yeah, Colin Ashley, who is an All-State receiver out of Texas, out of Flower Mound High School, has signed another Texas receiver. It's a couple on the team now. And apparently, from all I've heard, a tremendous athlete. He played cornerback until his senior year, and then he changed over to receiver in his senior year and set a lot of records, receiving records, team receiving records. He's also apparently an outstanding baseball player and made it to the regional finals in Texas in the 100 meters with a 10-7. So he seems to be an all-around good athlete. He returned punts and kicks as well. So it's going to be interesting to bring him in and see where he can fit in. But obviously they like the versatility and the idea that he gives him some other options, especially a receiver.
And Joe, you got to like, too, a guy who's played at the highest level, or at least one of the highest levels down in Texas, which is, as we know, is one of the best states in the country.
And one of the best districts in that state. And his coaches have talked about him and about how they think he's ready to go to the next level. And so you're right. And they ran a spread offense there at Flower Mound. He caught 71 passes for almost 1,000 yards as a senior. So, and you know, some people asked, I had some people ask, well, why is this guy signing so late? You know, it's not that unusual in Texas to have a lot of players sign in that later signing period of time. There were several that signed in the past week with major programs like Michigan and Texas A&M, and now Colin coming to Vanderbilt. So a great addition to an already solid recruiting class.
All right, let's take this show and this interview to another level, Joe. Right. Another win by the baseball
higher
team.
Higher or lower?
Well, that's.
I don't think there's any other way it can go, to be honest.
Yeah, we said we started with Peyton Manning. It's all downhill the rest of the morning. But an 8-0 shutout by committee over Morehead State. Talk about some of the highlights of that game.
Well, first, I think we're all glad to see that after, you know, there was some build up to the MTSU game for maybe a little of a revenge factor, if you want to call it that. And they performed well and got the win. And it was good to see there was no drop off or no letdown for that Wednesday game. And Drew Hayes pitched really well, only gave up 3 hits in 5 innings of work and struck out 6, then handed the ball over to Nick Cristiani, followed by Chase Reed, then Russell Brewer finished it up, and an 8-0 win. So I mean, I think you got all you could ask for out of that. You got the number of pitchers into the game that you wanted to. The bats continued to put some runs on the board.
But Joe, no bombs, just a lot of bullets yesterday. Not a lot of extra base hits.
Yeah, it was no big 3-run blast or anything like that. Just a lot of RBI singles and, you know, fielder's choice ground outs and doing things like they. I've talked about this a number of times during the year. When this team seems to struggle at times offensively, they will be in situations where they have runners, say runners at third and less than 2 outs, and they won't get them home. And doing the little things like just hitting a ground ball in that situation to drive home that run, they've been a lot more proficient at that in their recent games, and it tells by the kind of offense they're putting on the board.
And, Joe, we've talked about this before, but Rivals.com put out its final player rankings. And you know, I thought it was, you know, very interesting, but a favorite son ranked 15th overall, John Jenkins, coming into the Commodores, you know, with you know, maybe higher expectations than maybe even he expected.
Maybe so. You know, I think the way he played through the stretch of the season, then through a couple of the performances, you know, in all-star games and that like, I think his stock went up. And I'm, you know, I guess, and we keep talking about that. I'm going to be really curious to see how quickly he fits in, and how quickly they try to plug him into this system. Because I mean, let's face it, the thing that they've been missing most is a consistent outside shooting presence. And if John can bring that and pick up the other aspects of the game, then I think you see him in the lineup right away. So I would fully anticipate he expects coming to campus and getting into the lineup really quickly.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys.